T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. San Bernardino County Board Supervisor Kurt Hagman will be hosting an expungement and job fair this Thursday, May 12th, from 10 to 2 at Anthony Munoz Community Center in Ontario, providing the community with employment opportunities, record-clearing guidance, and resources. Here to tell us more is Supervisor Hagman himself. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me here, Vicki.
Start by telling us, what makes this job fair different from others?
Well, right now it's great because we're fully recovered from the pandemic as far as our job numbers, and our employers have a lot of job openings, wages are rising and all the rest. And so now's a good time for those that may traditionally commute outside the IE to go get their jobs to now look at home where they can find new job opportunities. So we're hoping to put this on and bring people together, both job employers and future employees, to hopefully work closer to home and find those great jobs.
How does the normal expungement process work? And also, can you explain what expungement is?
Yeah, for those who had a criminal record, maybe a minor criminal record in the past, that want to have that lifted up, normally they have to go file a petition, have an attorney review, possibly have the district attorney and the probation office review that, then go to court and have arguments inside the court. And that process may take up to 6 months in normal times. So at the job fair, we like to match up some of those services at the job fair for those who need those services so we can expedite that process right there at the job fair.
What's the advantage of having expungement services at a job fair like this?
Really to cut down the red tape and really to have those people. So we'll have probation there. We'll also have someone from the district attorney's office to review the files quickly. So now we bring that 6 month process maybe down to 1 to 8 weeks. So if someone's really, if that's what they need to do, to clear their name to get that job, they have the opportunity to start that process right then and there.
How many individuals usually seek expungement each year?
Each year, the district attorney's office sees about 2,500 cases. So it's out there. Not that everybody needs it, but there's enough out there that we need to look at that.
What was the original idea that made this fair come about?
Well, again, our unemployment's low. We're about 4.3% right now. And we really want to see people starting to work in their hometown or close to their home. And there's so many great opportunities for jobs. And the employers are really hurting to find qualified employees to work within the IE.
In past events, how many individuals have attended similar expungement and job fairs?
We see as many as 200 to 300 in the past for these type of services. Obviously, we see more people coming just looking for what job opportunities are there in the county, and we're looking forward to this Thursday to see how many people show up there.
What are the current unemployment stats for the county of San Bernardino?
Well, the latest unemployment rate for San Bernardino County is 4.3%. It's the lowest rate since the pandemic. Not only the unemployment low, but our local labor force is the highest it's ever been in history, with over 1 million local workers. And one of the things I found fascinating is our average age in the San Bernardino County is 33. So we have a young workforce,
wow,
too. So we're looking forward to seeing our business and our industry continue to grow here in San Bernardino County.
In any given month, how many people visit an America's Job Center of California?
We have thousands of job seekers utilize the services at American Job Centers of California each month. Through our AJCC, job seekers can receive career coaching, customized job referrals, and funds to help pay for training and other supportive services to help people work. Services are available in person and online, and job seekers can call 1-800-451-JOBS or 5627 to be connected with the nearest AJCC.
And this Thursday's expungement and job fair takes place at Anthony Munoz Community Center in Ontario from 10 to 2. Any idea of what types of employers are going to be at this event?
Oh, well, I see just personally, because I'm on a lot of boards and committees, from private and public. We need people throughout the whole system, even our county. I know that, for example, Omnitrans, I sit on that board as well, and we can't find bus drivers and mechanics. It's across the board. Our businesses are doing very well right now, but they really do need well-trained employees to come and start working right here in San Bernardino County. So we're looking forward to hooking up those employers with those future employees here within our region.
And does someone need to sign up in advance to attend this job fair, or can they just show up?
They get to show up when they for that time, and there is more information they can find online as well.
Any other advice for job seekers?
Now's the time to find your ideal job, not only maybe a different field that you like to pursue, but also a different region. If you're commuting every day and sitting on that freeway for an hour to go to work each day, now's the time to reassess that and look at the opportunities that we find right here in the San Bernardino County.
I've been speaking with San Bernardino County Board Supervisor Kurt Hagman about the Expungement and Job Fair taking place this Thursday, May 12th from 10 to 2 at Anthony Munoz Community Center in Ontario. Thank you so much for coming in today, and I hope you have a very successful event.
We hope so, too. Thank you for having us, and thank you for putting the information out there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.